When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice, and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on this Wednesday, July 25th, 2021. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenny. On this Take Your Monkey to Lunch Day. That's right. I think that's what
yeah,
it is today.
Yeah, it is.
Take Your Monkey to Lunch Day.
Wouldn't
and please
that
don't
be
own a monkey.
Fascinating. One of our coworkers brought a monkey in.
Yeah, hint, let's make it happen.
Know that about.
Yeah. By the way, we're leaving at about noon. Steve's on vacation, so.
Oh.
Well, out of all of our coworkers.
Yeah, who'd have a monkey?
Who would, other than me, because everyone knows monkey's my favorite animal, but who would be most likely to own a secret monkey?
Alexis.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, sorry, Alexis, it's usually
you. She is very practical in taking care of her son and, you know, knowing what she can handle and what she can't. So I think she would most want a monkey, but she might not.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, she is practical. Don't mean to talk about you in the third person much. But yeah, she is practical. Okay, so let's get rid of... So there's no Alexis.
Okay.
Julia couldn't handle it. Lori couldn't be bothered by it.
No.
Bradley would find it dirty.
If it was a rescue monkey, Donna.
Donna has the monkey. It's Donna.
Does have them. Yeah, but Dawn's right. There's an asterisk. If it was a rescue monkey,
yes.
Oh,
then Valentine would have it.
Yeah, a pregnant one. Even she'd be like, "Okay, we're gonna do this," and then she'd be like, "Ah, these monkeys."
She would do a home birth, a monkey home birth. Oh, you mean if she? Who's pregnant? And what scenario?
The monkey's pregnant. She would take a pregnant rescue monkey, and then she'd be like, there's too many monkeys.
Yeah. I think you're right.
It's my Donna impression.
That was a great
Donna impression.
And then
fantastic.
She'd get on her phone.
Too many
like
monkeys.
This, and she'd be like, how do I find someone to control the monkeys? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, we figured it out.
That is so her.
It is.
Yes.
I
love her.
Well, I'm proud of us. We have figured out who would be the My Talker, the My Talk host who would own a secret monkey.
Yes.
And it's Donna Valentine.
It's Donna Valentine. Yeah. I want to scream. Talk.
Just whatever comes to mind, shout it out.
Today is also National Junk Food Day.
Oh,
it is? That's right, it is.
Yeah,
you said it. I did the days. Yeah, whoops, I'm sorry.
So, I've pulled some trivia for junk food. Let's see how you guys do.
Okay.
You ready?
Well, we're right. Kenny, are you ready?
I think he's going to win. I suppose.
Traffic's tough. I should be paying attention to.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
No, we want to know, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
534.
Three.
Just three?
No, I think it's one, two, three.
A crunch.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it looks like Purdue University.
Was I right?
Nope, none of you.
That's the
it was too low and too high.
Okay.
Purdue University, they had a licking machine. They measured 364 licks.
Oh, right. A licking machine. That's what they built it for. Come on, Purdue.
Well, that's what you get in Indiana.
That's what you get.
We have licking machines in Indiana. the boiler makers.
Yes. Right. And then,
Look for Jeff Bezos to make a spaceship that looks like one. And
there you go.
Take it to
how many licks? And then some student volunteers decided, okay, we're not going to do the machine. Let's see how much it takes us. 252 licks.
Okay.
I love it.
So there you go.
The irony of this is the fact that Purdue University is world famous for being a great engineering school, but also for having a licking machine.
It's an age-old question. They just wanted to get to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh. I want to see that thing.
No,
yeah, I'm getting a text.
Is it moistened?
A text message from my home wondering if that thing is for rent.
It is, and I've already got, I already have it for tonight for Tom Ball with Reavers, so I'm using it tonight in Fairbow,
You shouldn't want to rent that, you should just buy your own. You have to return that and sterilize it?
Let's be even more crystal, I don't need that machine, let's just be clear,
Now, oh my God,
does that machine have handles, or handles or some ears or something?
I have both.
We'll have to Google that in the break. Wow.
I'll take pictures tonight.
Jelly Bellies have the gross out flavors, you know, like grass and canned dog food. Which flavor started that craze? Which gross out flavor? It's vomit. You're right, Don.
Wow, McClain. How did you know that?
I don't know.
It's just like the grossest one.
The things I'm supposed to remember, I don't.
They were trying to make a pizza-flavored one.
Oh.
And then they didn't get the formula right, and then they just said, oh, this tastes like vomit, and there you go.
All right.
All right. Is a hot dog...
Wait, go ahead. Speaking of that, they make bacon something cottage cheese. I tried this morning, and I had one spoonful.
A jelly bean?
No, cottage cheese
with bacon in it, bacon flavored.
Yeah.
I bet that's good.
I thought you meant there was a jelly bean. No. Cottage cheese in general should be outlawed.
Oh, come on now. I love it.
It's good. I like it too. I don't eat it all the time, but it's
disgusting.
Yeah. Okay, well, here we go. Another one. Cottage cheese talk. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
No.
It is a sandwich.
Thank you.
A sandwich is two or more slices of bread or a split roll, which is what it is. A split roll. What movie skyrocketed the sales of Reese's Pieces?
E.T.
Yaha! Yes.
Jason won that one.
E.T. wasn't doing, I mean, not E.T., Reese's Pieces weren't doing so great until the movie, and then the promotions, the displays, wow, skyrocketed.
Yep. And they offered it to M&M's, didn't they?
Or they Skittles? Did, Dawn. Very
yes,
good.
They
yes,
they did.
Turned it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, mistake.
Big one. What happy place did Doritos make its debut?
Happy place.
Disneyland.
Disney
it's Disneyland. It's Disneyland, Jace. Yep, 1955.
These are geared towards Jason.
Oh, whatever, Shaw.
Shaw? Oh, yeah, you
are
got
you Hobbs?
On.
What's going on?
The Frito-Lays had a Mexican restaurant in at the theme park, and I guess some tortillas had fallen on the ground, or they just didn't have enough, that, and they took those discarded tortillas, fried those up, and everybody loved them. So there
oh,
you go.
For God's sake.
Because they don't have it as much anymore, but people forget Disneyland was so expensive that a lot of the rides and attractions had sponsors, like blatant, very, a lot of signage. A lot of the exhibits had sponsorships.
Yeah.
And it was
like
Tacorama.
A ballpark. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do Twinkies last forever?
No.
No.
What's the shelf life?
17 years.
45 days.
Oh,
please.
Not years, days. Yep.
No, they're not even close to bad at 45
no.
That's
days.
Just when they start getting good.
That's when
yeah.
They
yeah. Right. Yeah.
What fluffy Easter candy used to have wings?
Peeps.
Peeps. Yep. They did. They used to have wings, but they didn't fit in the box very well, so they just
cut the wings off.
Cut the wings off the peeps.
Yeah.
They neutered the peeps.
Yes,
those
they did.
Those things shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't.
Not with you on
terrible.
That. That just causes, yeah.
What shape?
I could eat 800 of them.
You could you just straight like that, or do you microwave
easy.
Them?
Microwave them? No.
You can make s'mores out of them, too. Have you ever done that?
No, I just stuff
gross.
Them in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Try microwaving them for like
garbage.
15 seconds.
Like
it has this crusty.
I like to microwave
sugary,
it just to see them
the
explode
way.
And see their eyes start to pop out and
oh,
kill
yeah, they
it.
Do.
Kill that thing.
They get real big.
Wow.
Extra
you
fluff.
Bring that up with your therapist next
yeah.
time, Dawn.
What does that mean?
That doesn't reek of Jeffrey Dahmer at all, Dawn. Don't worry about yourself.
Are you kind to animals?
Don't get on my bad side.
She'll microwave
put
you.
Put the lotion in the basket.
What shape is a Pringle?
Triangle.
Oval.
No.
Oval.
Okay.
Octagon.
Pringle.
They say it's semi-bent, semi-oval shape. It's a hyperbolic parabolobid.
Yes, they use that to, it's like you can use it to use as a death ray, you know, like they use it on ships and they what? Can, the what? Sun shines what? Down to it. Parabolas.
Are you making this up, Shaw?
Yes.
Parabolas, and then you can.
Paraboloid.
It lights things
reflective?
On fire.
Mm-hmm.
A reflective, the Greeks used to use it
that's
way back
shape.
In the day.
She just wow. pulled that right out of her butt. She
you
has
you definitely
no.
get that point for that.
That's true.
I love it, Dawn.
Was
we
Betty
have
Crocker?
Let's do one more.
Was Betty Crocker a real person?
Yes.
No. Nope.
I said
not
yes.
a real person.
No, Lex, I said yes.
No.
Her real name wrong.
Was, her real name was Betty Cracker.
No, it's
wow.
totally made up name by Gold Medal Flower.
Okay.
They held
Ritz.
That contest in 1921, yeah. came up with her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
8:16 when we come back. Her real name is Elizabeth Reese, and she'll have the dirt alert when we come back. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason,
it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Don. Contact Dr. Amy.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Time to get caught up with all the celebrity and entertainment and pop culture news of the day in the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, you guys. How is everybody doing today?
Good. How about you? Alexis is very sleepy.
So. Yeah. Not a lot of sleep last night.
Oh, my gosh. I'm right there with you. Did you have a baby alarm?
No. I was watching the Bucks win.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched a little bit. I was awake because a little exciting. Tiny person kept waking me up. But I did love the shots of Milwaukee. Like, I was watching it with Jay, and he's like, look at Milwaukee right now. And to just see so many people out.
65,000 people out there.
And you guys, if you haven't been to Milwaukee in a while, I mean, I don't work for the Milwaukee Tourism Board, but listen, I would take a job with them because I was there a couple summers ago for a wedding, and it was like a very fun city and very like a nice size, really cute areas to walk around. Great, like outdoor restaurants. There's this area called the Third Ward that's just very fun. So if you haven't, you know, hopped on a quick flight or gotten in a car and gone to Milwaukee.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
What is
Look
it like that. 6 hours away?
It's like something five like and a half, something yeah. like that. Yeah. I hope the Milwaukee Tourism Board is listening.
I hope they are. It's Elizabeth Reese
at Hubbard. Okay. Chrissy Teigen says she could be canceled forever.
Just yeah. stop talking, Chrissy.
It's true. TMZ paparazzi caught up with her, and she said, okay. I've decided I'm not getting involved in anyone's bleep ever again. And then she was asked how long she could be a member of the cancel club, and she laughed and said, I don't know. It could be forever. I have no idea. I don't know. She's just trying to move on.
I think she's taking the wrong route with this because she's been out a lot lately.
Yeah.
And she's talking about this. I would just disappear. You know what I mean? Disappear for a prolonged period of time.
Yeah.
I know. I think you're totally right. And just getting a break, because what it makes it seem like is she's just still in the tornado and the whirlwind of the fame obsession. Just obsessed with being famous and obsessed with people seeing her and wanting to hear from her. And I, you know, that's probably hard, I guess, if she kind of got herself to a point where people really wanted to hear what she had to say. And then she feels like she doesn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. That spawned everything for her. Her cooking stuff, her whole Target line. I mean, it was because of her Twitter activity and people were like, ooh, she's sassy.
Yeah.
Who is this? I know. It's John Legend.
That's Buyer Spatula.
And everybody likes that. Like, everybody likes sassy until they don't like it anymore. I mean, I'm not defending Chrissy Teigen.
She crossed the line.
Chrissy Teigen was sassy in public, but the I've said this before. Oh. The real issue that I had was the DMs. Direct DMs.
Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, it's
to
just,
a teenager.
Right. Yeah. It's not okay. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are madly in love as they plan their future together. They are the loves of each other's lives, and they have been given a second chance at their relationship. I love reading these quotes to you. Because I like that sigh that I get, Jason. I feel really great when that happens.
Yeah. And the sigh is never towards you. I know.
Of course. Why do you think I try to coax it out of you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see her on with Hoda? She was on with Lin-Manuel Miranda talking about a new song that they have, or they were re-releasing a song. And Hoda just went for it and was like, so you look very happy lately. And she's like, you know, this song came out in a time of my life, apparently when she was with Ben.
Oh.
And she said, it's just, you know, it's about love. And you know what? It just really does prove that some things do last forever.
Wow.
Wow. I think they're going to be, this is for the long haul, guys. I do.
No, Alexis.
They'll be together long time.
By trick or treat, she'll be
chicken and treating.
Oh, she'll be in someone else's candy jar. Yes.
What about him?
He will too. He will too. They'll both be getting their Snickers and Three Musketeers from someone else.
I don't know. I think this is
trick or treat.
Oh man.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I'm never going to look at candy the same way after this conversation.
I'm telling you.
Gosh. This is really great. Did you see this, that Adele is dating LeBron James's agent?
Yeah, get it, girl.
Wow, Lex.
Forget the baller. You go for his manager. Yeah, girl.
I like it.
I mean, they seem really happy. She was at the game. They're not like over PDA all over each other. It was actually even questionable if they were even together. And he only confirmed it on a podcast, just kind of like matter of fact, not a big deal kind of thing.
Cool.
So I like this.
Elizabeth, can I ask you something?
Not always.
Are you a PDA person?
I used to be. I mean, but I don't think anymore.
Okay.
You know, when you're like in your 20s, you can do whatever. Like, you can just get away with whatever.
Yeah.
You can't do that when you're 40.
What's the level?
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely not any like public making out. There's probably like
a little hand holding,
a little snuggle.
Yeah. Okay, is that all right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay, good. I do that.
Yeah. Or a little bit of like, here, I'm just going to massage the part of your back I know is always sore because you're 40 and you're a father of three. You know, so it's like, I know you're always hurting there. This is just how it is.
Yep.
I think it's
just
nice.
Wanted to know.
Yeah, there
just
you go.
A little Elizabeth fun fact.
Okay, Britney Spears, a little update there. Her mom, according to Britney's lawyer, forced Britney to end her marriage to Jason Alexander. Remember when Britney Spears got married to that guy for 55 hours in Vegas?
Yeah.
And then the marriage was annulled. And this attorney, who is now retired, who advised Jason Alexander at the time, said that neither Britney nor Jason Alexander wanted the nuptials annulled, but they were forced to do so by Lynn Spears and Britney's management team.
Wow.
This is what the attorney said. It was the mother interfering in and inserting herself into her daughter's life. She came to Las Vegas, threw Jason out, and got him a plane ticket home. And he said that when Jason and Britney called Lynn Spears the morning after they got married, all hell broke loose. Mm. It was at a little white wedding chapel in Las Vegas. Remember this? 2004?
Yes.
Yeah. And the vows were annulled 55 hours later by a petition that stated that Britney lacked understanding of her actions.
And
they had grown up together in Kentwood, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And then Jason was looking for advice from this attorney, was very emotional, and it was her idea to get married. He said they hadn't been drinking or doing drugs, or at least they weren't drunk.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. It's just,
it's a foreshadowing.
Back a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a foreshadow for what we're dealing with right now.
I know. And that's why the story, again, another story today says Britney Spears is not even close to telling all about her conservatorship. She has just scratched the surface on spilling all of the secrets.
Wow.
I bet.
Write a book. We'll buy it.
Holy. Yes, we will. We'll buy
after
a few.
The conservatorship ends, so you get all the money.
Yeah. Yep. Truth. Truth.
Yep.
Thanks, friends.
Thank you, Elizabeth Reese, today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. When we come back, is the 5-day work week dead?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry.
we'll be right back with that.
No need to hide it.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming on our My Talk app. If you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do. And if you have it, make sure it's updated. We try to improve it as much as we can. I think it's pretty darn good right about now. Was reading an article
in Vox on Vox.com. And the headline, you know, I love a good headline, says it all. The 5-day work week is dead. And the subheadline, it's time for something better. Obviously, I won't read this verbatim.
And now, paragraph
read the whole
four.
Thing.
Yeah. Here's the gist of it. The pandemic changed a lot of things, and it really changed how the majority, and I'm talking just in the U.S. here, how a good chunk of us view work-life balance. And it's kind of like there's no going back. And this article cites a study in one of Alexis's favorite place, Iceland. Mm. And they did a story about a 4-day work week in Iceland. And the study was pretty specific on the advantages. Productivity was up. Happiness was up. And workers feeling a quality work-life balance, the numbers were through the roof. And
I read that too.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
And I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, generally, and again, the article is far more interesting. It talks about where even a 40-hour work week came from in the 20s. And then how, you know, as we got into the 70s and 80s, the 40-hour work week is kind of a myth. I mean, we're really talking I think the average is 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it goes into much more detail. I'm doing some broad strokes here to spur the conversation.
Wasn't there also religious reasons, too, for days of rest?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, but the whole structure has been around. The current labor structure that we have now has been around, I believe, since 1926. Anyway, what do you think, Lex?
Would that work for us?
Well, it's never going to work for us.
Can we do two shows one
ads.
Day? Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. I think for some jobs, that would be beneficial, especially if you're looking at happiness and attitudes and just, that work-life balance people are looking for. Now, does that mean that the 4-day weeks become 10-hour days? Or is it just that you just have one less day, but you're more productive? I think a lot, especially during this pandemic, too, you're also realizing how it's important. The social part can be very important for some work like ours, but for others, you actually are more efficient and more focused when you aren't in the office around others.
Dawn.
So, I agree. I think a lot of people should still work from home. I think a lot of companies are moving that direction.
Yep.
I mean, why do they want to have people come into an office where they're consuming, printing things, using toilet paper? You know what I mean? Just like there doesn't need to be everybody in the office all the time. We've proven that we can do that.
And also the freedom of just do your work when you can, just get it done.
Yeah, and it's still getting done. So who cares if you're sitting there from 8 to 5? I think it makes happier families, you know, when you drop off your kids at school and then you come home through traffic, you're home at 6 and then you eat. And then how much time do you have with your family before your kids have to go to bed or they have to go to soccer practice? It's just like, I don't know. I don't think that much of our life and our time should be at work.
Mm. Can I Hollywood speak what Dawn just said?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, this is never going to happen for us, but other people.
What I heard Dawn just say is that she's very irritated that all these asshats are now back in the office. Clogging up the hallways and bugging her and distracting her.
No,
or is that
paper.
Just me? Because that's how I'd feel if I was there. No, I actually know a bunch of people who work, like Lex said, 10-hour days, either Tuesday through Friday or Monday through Thursday. They still get their 40 hours in, so they're making the same amount of money. And then they have 3-day weekends, and they absolutely love it. They love it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd be for that. As for workplaces changing, Dawn, you're right. I begged and begged and begged for years to get a home studio or to build a studio up here where I'm at now, and just completely got shut down. And then during the pandemic, I wasn't even asking. I was going in every day. One day, the management just came to me and said, here, take this equipment, go home. We never want to see you again.
Good. That's so cool.
And now that everybody else is back in the office, I'm still here, you know, and I love it. This is awesome. I'm happy all the time now because I don't have to go into the office.
So your
ever.
Crabbiness is fake.
You just talk about the traffic.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Kenny's happy.
Yeah, he's a joyful man.
Don't tell the people on GL that.
Okay.
Don't. We won't tell them.
Still crabby.
Yeah.
I kind of have a split thought on this. I've mentioned this before. I am not convinced. Nor do I think I'm a little on the other side of where Dawn is as far as workplace. And so I'm going to put on the shelf right now just the concept of a 4-day work week or whatever. Let's put that on the shelf. As far as the return to people being in the office, I still don't quite know where I am. Two things. I don't know where I personally feel about this, and I'm not a business expert, but I have said this on this air and I've said it to friends. I am not convinced that employers at some point won't be like, wait a minute. Okay, we've tried this. Now, it was great for the pandemic. It was great for 2020, but productivity is going down now. I'm not convinced that all businesses will continue to have this love affair with Georgie being at home and not in the office where there's accountability.
This is job dependent for sure.
Yes, I think the tide will shift a little bit. Now, will we ever go back to where we were in 2019? No. Mm-mm. But I am, you know, there's a love affair. There's a honeymoon period right now where all these corporations are like, oh, this is great. Like Dawn said, we don't have to buy as much toilet paper.
The electricity bill is down.
Electricity. I could be dead wrong, but I've felt this for a while in my gut. I don't know if this is long term. I really do not.
I don't think this also works in our society either, because there'll always be someone willing to come in and work.
Yep.
It has to be an agreement among everyone that we will, in fact, take time with our families or for free time, because there are some people who just won't do that.
Yeah. And then the other side, if we're let's pull the box of 4-day work week off the shelf here. It's interesting. This is kind of related. I didn't have this on the list of things I was going to bring up after my vacation, because I didn't want it to seem like, you know, I was coming off 2 weeks and I'm very lucky to get that. I didn't want it to seem like I was whining about anything, because I'm very grateful. And you guys know that I'm very lucky that the companies give me that. However, I was really thinking about the fact that you really can never truly unplug. And I had a lot of time, you know, to myself when, you know, I was just laying in the pool or sitting on a chair and looking out. I thought long and hard. I had a lot of deep thoughts about the concept of really disconnecting, because, you know,
it's kind of impossible, isn't it?
It is impossible, Lex. And again, I say this, I am not complaining. I'm really not. But I was thinking just on the concept of it. I was still getting, you know, Betty and Earl's emails, and I was on two conference calls during vacation. And then my mother is still, you know, bless her heart, I'm still trying to help her find a house, and, you know, and I daily calls from her. And then, like I said, Betty and Earl stuff. And then
tweeting you about the temperature in your room.
Well, no, that's hysterical. But yeah, but yes.
I mean, but you're on Twitter.
It's funny, and I was getting stuff from Fox, and my talk was actually, B. Arthur doesn't care about it,
so
I was, everybody, my talk, and I'm not just saying this, I was the best. I told Colin, I said, when we were having this deep talk about this overarching, you know, conversation of can you really unplug, which then got me thinking about work-life balance, and I told Colin, and I, and people, you know, he thought I was joking for a while. There will come. That's really important to me now. More important to me that in a way that it wasn't before. And I don't know if it's pandemic related, but I put more value on it now. I really
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Don't we? Do we all? Yeah.
Oh, I put baby, way, you really put a lot of things in perspective for me.
Yes. Kenny,
What's worse than hate mail on a Sunday? I mean, seriously. And then I get the, well, why are you even opening up your work email? And she's right. Why am I?
Yeah.
You know. But what I was going to say, there's some jobs that I still don't understand why they have to come into the office. Radio sales, one example. seriously, why do you need the office other than office supplies and certain tasks? Because radio sales is phone and visiting in person, right?
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if you're selling cars, boats, whatever, you have a showroom floor, you have to be there. But mm-hmm. in the case of radio sales, you guys go away. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop with all the questions.
Well, like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like Lex said, yeah. It's very career dependent.
Send an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send an email. That I won't read on vacation. That we won't read. Yeah.
The answer is no. It's always no, Rob. No.
No. Let's take a break. We'll wrap things up after this. Stay with us. Find yourself
just more. And now, Deep Thoughts. By Jack Handy.
Whenever someone asks me to define love, I usually think for a minute, then I spin around and pin the guy's arm behind his back. Now who's asking the questions?
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide at mytalk1071.com. I'm Jason with Lex, Donnie, Kenny. I'm going to shut up because I just want to get to today's Jump the Shark because I don't have a bloody clue what Alexis means when she wrote what she wrote.
I know. It's exciting. I'm
very excited.
I'm fire up the book. I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
Okay, now before we release the Kraken.
Okay, sure.
Let me just read what Alexis wrote. Don, why don't you read it? Do you have it in front of you?
I sure do. Okay, it says, don't try to ride a turtle, morons.
Yeah!
That's right. Say it at home. Don't try to ride a turtle, morons. Alexis?
Uh-huh. Oh, morons in South Carolina. They went on the beach. They saw a turtle on the shore, tried to jump on the turtle. I don't know if they knew this or not, but it's an endangered sea turtle.
Of course.
Laying its eggs, trying to make more. This is 11 p.m., probably some drunky drunk going on. Large group of people surrounded and started sitting on this large sea turtle.
Oh, my God.
When the officers arrived, the suspects fled the scene. Of course, it's classified as animal cruelty. Come on. Luckily, the turtle got back into the ocean, was okay, came back later that night, and laid 77 eggs. Bam!
77?
Mama still gets it. Done.
Wow.
But come on. These nests, they're protected. What? Come on, moron humans. Get with it.
God. It's probably a really big turtle, and they think, that can hold my weight or whatever.
No.
What animals can we ride? Let's make a list.
Okay.
That's a horse.
Yeah.
Camel.
Donkey.
Camel.
Uh-huh.
Cow.
Elephant. Like
Kenny.
Donkey. Kenny. Oh, whoa. Hold on.
Don't ride Kenny, Don. Don't ride Kenny. That's about it.
I didn't think when you go to the Dolly Parton Stampede in Branson, Missouri, they'd have ostrich races. And I didn't realize you could do that. They put a saddle on those
with
suckers.
With people on them?
Yeah, they do.
You can ride an ostrich?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Ostriches have like spindly little legs. They are huge. And they're like strong. Yeah, they run around on him.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's like a medieval times type place, except it's country, and it's like got all kinds of country things and like horse
Billy
show. Thank you, Dolly Parton, for it used to be called the Dixie Stampede, but they took away the Confederate flag, and I mean it's owned by Dolly Parton. There's one in Pigeon Forge and then one in Branson. But yeah, ostriches.
I always thought their necks were really fragile. And where do you hold on?
They have like a horn on the saddle, like where saddle. You normally
I guess
hold.
Like a
God,
little
I can't
nubbin.
Do that motion. It's just like a horse saddle, and there's a horn, you know.
Oh,
it's called
right.
The horn.
Not English. It's
grab
a little,
the horn, huh?
Yeah. So you hold the saddle. Wow. I wonder if the ostrich knows what's going on.
They're trained. I mean, they know what to do. They go around an arena. I mean, they race them.
Wow.
They have a pre-shift meeting, Lex, with the ostriches.
Okay, we're gonna... Just so you know, we're putting the saddle on you.
Let's just admit it. let's admit it, though. These folks that would sit on a sea turtle like that, these are the same ones that they go to Yellowstone and then they back up next to a bison and end up getting trampled or try to pose with a grizzly bear. They get mauled or they're taking selfies at the Grand Canyon and, oh, they fall off and die.
That's true.
I mean, this is the same class of morons we're talking here.
Yeah. Yep.
Megan Lane writes, I apologize, Lex, that Canterbury has ostrich races.
Mm. Oh! Really? I just looked at an ostrich.
Show field trip.
Yes! I just looked at one, and it does have a lot of surface area on its body.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was smaller, but wow.
Oh,
I
that's mean, an emu you're thinking about.
Oh, I'm thinking of the emu. That's why. Good point. More like a flamingo body, but bigger. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
This is big.
Yeah.
Things that I never thought I would hear Alexa say. I was looking at an ostrich, and it just has a lot of surface area.
Yeah, it does, but the legs are...
Elephant. Put that on your list.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Elephant. Animal you can ride. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Any more, Kenny? Any more animals humans can ride?
I mean, a hippo wouldn't let you.
No.
But what about a rhino?
Does a dolphin count?
Oh, God.
You ride dolphins?
No,
or you just
can't.
Hold on to... No? Okay.
Boy, they
don't do that.
Fast. They can whip a trainer around a pool, though, can't they?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be trained. Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. You stand on their back, right?
Yeah. I mean, is that riding it, I guess?
Water buffalo?
Sure.
I've tried to ride a cow several times as a kid. They hate it.
Yeah.
I've tried to catch them
really
hundreds of
it.
Times.
Yeah.
Tried to catch them.
You can ride a yak.
Okay.
That's going to do it for us.
I'm paid for that.
Go out there and be yourself. Because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong.
Right, Lex? Yeah, you do you. Ride a yak. We love you. Have a great day.